This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
And this is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here with Tommaso Bambasuto. Tommaso?
Buonasera.
And that means, I'm assuming, good evening.
Good evening, exactly.
There you go. I thought you were talking about a city in Argentina or something when you started off there, you know? Like trying to do a geography test. What's the capital of Argentina?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Buenos Aires is the capital of Argentina, but I couldn't tell you for sure.
Yeah.
We're on an open show tonight, Tommaso.
We are, indeed.
Therefore, our listeners are our guests tonight. Any of our listeners want to call in and ask a question, they get to be the guest. They get to ask their question. They get to direct the conversation. We can talk about anything that you want to talk about, be it retirement plans, IRAs, income taxes, lowering taxes, estate taxes, wills, elder care law. Maybe you want to talk about Maryland, you know, and retirement. I can't tell you how many of my clients are leaving the state of Maryland. I don't think Maryland understands yet the impact of the baby boomers retiring. You know
right.
that, Tommaso? You know, when the baby boomers retire and they're financially independent, it's totally irrelevant where they live unless they have children living here and grandchildren living here that they specifically want to stay near.
Right.
But in a nuclear world that we live in now, it's unlikely that every single one of their children and grandchildren live here in Maryland.
Right.
You know,
right.
it's very unlikely that they all live here in Maryland. Not to mention that, you know, you get older, you like warm weather.
Oh, yeah.
And
yep.
you like lower taxes. And you like lower cost of living.
Right.
And the baby boomers are getting mobile,
mm-hmm.
and they're leaving the state.
Yep.
I don't think these clowns down in Annapolis understand the dynamics of what's happening. You know, and maybe Larry is getting on to this
right.
and saying, you know, guys, if we don't watch it, when government gets its head handed to them, Maryland is going to get its head bashed into the ground so hard they weren't going to know what happened to
right.
us.
Right.
You know, and people give me a hard time. They say, you know, you're always talking negative. I'm not always talking negative. I'm just telling you what's out there. It's logical
right.
what's happening and where the state stands. And somebody needs to turn it around. I hope Governor Hogan realizes that. Now, you know, he's only one person. You know, in our government, we have three separate bodies. You
right.
know, we have
right.
the Senate and the House
mm-hmm.
and the executive office.
Right.
And Maryland
right.
operates under that same. So even if Larry Hogan wanted to do
right.
everything to make this state perfect, he's got these two bodies that he's got to agree to it.
Right.
And they have their own economic bias and they have their own agenda. And they're not going to necessarily do the right thing.
Right.
Because their
yeah.
power base comes from this. And their power base doesn't want, because they're the ones that are going to get hurt if we do what needs to be done in this
right.
state. Anyway.
Right. Well, and we've made a little bit of progress with the estate, you know, estate tax.
It was definitely
a
step in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you don't have people now leaving the state just because they know their children are going to get hammered
right.
when their parents die. And they're going to lose whatever $300,000-$500,000.
Mm-hmm.
The minute somebody heard that, they were like, "Well, where do I go?"
Yeah.
You know, it
right.
wasn't like when;
yeah.
it was where.
Right. right. Yep.
Sure. Anyway, we're on an open show. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680 is the way you call in to ask your question. We already have one person called in even before I gave the number.
That's pretty good.
So if you want to call in, he's calling in about health care. Maybe that's something you want to call in about. But it can be anything. Taxes, investments, insurance, elder care, estate planning. You name it, we'll talk about it if it deals with personal finances. 410-922-6680. Ken in Baltimore, you are up.
Yes, Mr. Drew. I enjoyed your show last week about the long-term health care.
Yeah, right, with Kevin Bress.
And uh-huh. I had a meeting with my attorney. I've had my will done, the power of attorney, and the other one.
Advanced directive, okay.
Yes, and I mentioned to them about the partnership. He said, oh, yeah, you get that. I said, well, I need to know more about it, so I won't. I think your gentleman last week was Kevin.
Kevin Bress. Now, remember, Ken, the partnership concept is if you have a long-term care insurance policy.
I do have one, but I don't know if it the partnership's included in that.
Well, you'd have to go back to your insurance company and ask them if it's a qualified partnership policy for the state of Maryland. I'm going to assume you bought it a few years ago, though, right?
I'm thinking 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. Well, I would bet that it's a high probability. Mind telling me what company you use?
Mutual of Omaha.
Yeah, normally those policies are, but I'd go back to the agent or the insurance company and say, does this qualify for Maryland partnership? And if it does,
Kevin would know that, right?
No. He wouldn't know it as Mutual of Omaha would tell you whether their policies follow the Maryland partnership guidelines, and I would bet probably 90-some% probability it does, but you need to ask them that question, not your lawyer.
Okay, but then I may still need to talk with Mr. Kevin because he was saying that he had some clients that are wealthy but still on Medicare without having to give up some of their finances.
Well, no, it's Medicaid.
Okay.
Medicare is insurance for seniors, people
Medicaid,
over 65.
Right. Yeah.
Medicaid is insurance for people who are impoverished. And so what he said was, if you look and you see your spouse or yourself headed toward a possibility that you're going to need lots of long-term care assistance or assisted care, especially long-term care,
right.
And you want to protect a portion of your assets from the expenses, then you would go visit with somebody like Kevin. But not necessarily right this minute. I would say that would be something more down the road if you see something like that happening. Do you see something like that possibly happening?
I'm 72 years old, but I don't want to wait till the last minute.
Well, then I would spend some money, talk to Kevin, say, how can I be prepared? But you got to be careful, too, Ken, because you make a move on this side to try to protect from elder care, and you could have a negative impact on this side with income taxes or something else. So make sure you think out the whole picture, not just be concerned about the elder care picture, okay?
Okay. Well, how can I get Mr. Kevin's number?
410-339-6767.
6767.
All right.
I enjoy your show.
All right, Ken. Take care. All right, we're going to, you want to go to Francis. Look at that, Anita.
All
She's
right.
sharp.
Yes, she is.
Francis, you get to ask your question before we go on our pause. What's up, Francis?
Yes, I am in the process of forming an LLC corporation.
Okay.
I'd like to know, what's the advantage of using a 1099 or a W-2 form for the employees that were hired? And what program can I use to for payroll deductions and things like that?
Okay, so that's a complicated question to some degree because you don't have a choice between giving your employees 1099s or W-2s. It depends on whether by the law they're employees or they're not employees. And if they're employees, based on the law, you have no choice but a W-2. And so if these are people who are to come to work and they're supposed to come to work at certain times of the day and be there and perform certain types of functions, you probably have no choice but a W-2 whether you like it or not. Yes?
Okay.
So that's something that you want to talk to your accountant, whoever's going to do the accounting for the business. You tell them what your employees are or what the people are working with you're doing, and the accountant has to determine if under the letter of the law they're employees or they're independent. If they're independent, you always want to go independent. But if they're employees, you don't have a choice, unfortunately. Now, in the sense of payroll deductions, you get to choose that. And that's something that you have to think out very carefully and make sure you do all the programs that are going to benefit you the most. And that a lot of that, Francis, is going to determine whether or not you are going to have the cash flow to do these different things like medical with HSA, health savings account, like 401k with a Roth feature, and things like this. These are things you get to think out. These are things you get to implement because it's your business.
Yeah, and I think the other thing you're asking, Francis, is what program to use. And I think what I've seen is the cost of payroll to do that is it's really very inexpensive to use a professional company.
Payroll company. Kelly and Company.
Kelly and Associates payroll does a great job. There's the ADPs of the world and others out there. It may be a little bit more expensive, but you know, it's a very competitive business. It can be done at a fairly inexpensive way, and they're going to have the guidelines. They'll be able to walk you through some of those things as well.
Yep. All right, Francis?
All right, thank you.
All right, sir. You take care. I hope we answered his question.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, we have to take a pause. We're going to be right back with Jason in Columbia. If you hold on, we'll answer your question right now. We got to go to Nick Rehack in traffic. Take it away, Nick.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's that good mellow electric music or whatever you call
yeah.
that. What
yeah.
do you call that?
I don't know. But
Graham listens to that kind of stuff.
We should have like a video in here because, you know, between when you're talking to Ken and you had your hands moving to the left and to the right when you're talking to him and then you're giving Anita the eye, I mean, that would be entertaining for folks.
There you go, you know. Real life drama, right? You know, we're on an open show, Tom. We're not here to talk about the show in the video of the show. Anyway, we're here on an open show. 410-922-6680. If you want to call and ask a question, you get to direct the conversation. So far, we talked about healthcare. We talked about guys starting a business and yep. W-2 versus 1099 and other issues of starting his business. Jason's on talking about military retirement. We're going to talk about that with him if he's still there, and we'll find out in a second. If you want to call in, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. Jason, are you still there?
I sure am. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Great.
Go ahead and ask.
Yeah, I've got a two-tiered question, actually, and it's one is regarding we just came back here to Maryland and about to retire and trying to decide whether we want to stay here or go to Texas or Florida or some military retiree pension-friendly state. First off, I'd like to know what is the tax exemption status here for military retiree pay? My understanding is
only
like
thing
only
is
the first $5,000.
$5,000, that's it.
Right, okay. And secondly, the Congress, the liberal or the Democrat Congress here, how are they taking this issue at hand and trying to maintain a lot of the military? Because we have many friends
no.
who are just leaving and
no.
in droves
no.
going to Texas.
The Maryland legislature finally, and the foolishness of the whole thing is that they just finally eliminated the estate tax in Maryland, sort of. You know, they're still going to get their hunk of change, but if somebody pays federal estate tax in Florida, they're going to pay that same federal estate tax in Maryland, but it's now going to be divvied between Fed and Maryland, whereas in Florida, the Fed gets it all. That's the only difference between dying in Maryland after the year 2019. Now, why they didn't just make it effective 2015, I can have theorize on that, but I have no idea, because there are plenty of people leaving now between 2015 because they don't want to wait for 2019 and mm-hmm. take a chance that
right.
something's going to happen. But no, they have no intention of doing anything at this point in time, other than if Larry is able to push something through on him. You're probably better off to just consider moving. I'll tell you what, Jason, next week mm-hmm. we're having a military benefit specialist, financial
yep.
planning specialist, who focuses on the military, and he can give you a lot of good information, not only on this topic, but many other issues with military retirees.
Okay, so I mean, you're not getting a feeling that this Congress or this legislature is going to do anything about it, and because I remember Anthony Brown when he was running, as for governor, that was one of the things that he had mentioned that he wanted to do was to release the tax taxes
burden?
On the military pension. So tax burden.
He might have, but, it's not just the military. It's everybody in this state. I mean, Martin O'Malley.
Yep.
Martin O'Malley raised taxes, 26 times, mm-hmm. I think, in his...
sorts of taxes.
All sorts of different fees and taxes mm-hmm. and so forth. And so, as far as I know at this point in time, Jason, and next week, Kurt... Kurt would know more as to what actually the state is talking about, but I wouldn't expect anything. You know, I just wouldn't expect anything. You sound relatively young. You sound like you're probably going to have another career anyway.
Possibly, and that's why Texas is screaming at us.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I don't know why you would worry about whether you get your military pension somewhat state-benefited, but you're not going to get any other benefit, you know, otherwise.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I mean, 26 years in the service, so that'll be...
You know, I think Virginia actually is a relatively, he'd be able to tell you better. I don't know about real retirement, but Virginia has some benefits over Maryland. Not significant, but some benefits over Maryland.
Yeah. Well, I was born here, unfortunately.
Yeah. I love the place. I love Maryland. I've lived here 55 years now. I love Maryland. Maryland's a great state. If I could only get rid of these politicians and bring people in who understand economics. I don't care if they're conservative or liberal, Democrat or Republican, just understand economics and put Maryland on the right path.
Yeah, let me get a hold of Michael Bush real quick and see what he says.
Yeah, you get those two guys on, you know, Michael Bush and Michael Brown, and tell me how that works, you know? All right?
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Take care.
Thank you.
And listen in next week. You know, we're going to be talking about military benefits as a whole.
Yeah.
Brian in Havre de Grace.
Havre de Grace.
Yes, Havre de Grace.
Yeah, hi, guys.
I'm coming up there to play Bully Rock soon.
Oh, beautiful course.
Yes.
Unbelievably, I have just moved back to Maryland from Iowa.
Uh-huh.
And we own some farms in Iowa, and I'm trying to make a decision on whether or not what would be better for me in the long run is to hold on to the farms and use them as a retirement income, or would I be better off selling now and investing in something different?
Well, that's a hard question to answer. I mean, first off, how long ago did you get those farms? Did you buy them yourself out there, or did you inherit them? What?
No, I bought them.
Okay. And you have, and have they appreciated in value since you bought them?
Amazingly so, yeah. We did very well.
Here's a little thing to keep in mind, Brian, and that is that if you sold those farms, you would have to file an Iowa tax return to tell Iowa how much money you made on those farms, and then you'd have to turn around and tell Maryland how much you made on those farms to Maryland, and then you'd have to tell Maryland how much you paid in taxes to Iowa to determine whether you owe any additional money to Maryland for selling those farms in Iowa.
Sure.
I would tend to say that I'd hold on to them because farmland is, still a relatively good asset if you can see some further use for that land other than just farms in the distant future.
Well, we hunt it, of course. I mean, I use it for personal reasons, recreation and such, and we don't owe anything. It's that the farms, well, we have mortgages on them, but the farm income more than pays for the mortgages. So we're covered that way.
Maybe you say farms, maybe you could sell one farm and pay off any of your debt, and then you'd have strictly income producing properties too. So there's lots of ways to think about it. That's why I say it's not an easy question to answer, with just the basics that you've given us.
And plus you have to look at your overall situation and
overall
whether you have
portfolio.
Any kind of liquidity. You know, I mean, obviously a farm isn't very liquid. And diversification. So you'd have to look at the bigger picture as well.
Do you have any other pensions? What's your Social Security like? What
well,
other
we're
liquid?
We're federal employees. Both my wife and I are federal employees. And,
FERS, though, right?
And we have PSPs.
And you're so. FERS oriented, though, right?
And we're FERS. That's correct, yeah.
Okay. So
I understand that's not that great of a retirement, the FERS.
Well, when you take the FERS and Social Security and put it together, it's not as good as CSRS, but it's pretty darn good. So don't think you got something bad in any way, shape, or form.
Well, both of us are putting 15% in our TSPs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you should be hitting the – how old are you, Brian? How old are you?
I'm 55.
And she's the similar 50s?
same age, 55.
Okay, so you should both be putting in $24,000 a year if you can do it.
Well, we're putting in 50. We're right at a little over 200 and some thousand. So,
well, if you can do it, you should try to hit the max, which is $24,000 each.
Yeah.
And but for now, if I were you, I would be holding on to those farms and thinking about the idea of possibly selling them after you get you retire and you figure out a better state to sell them in than Maryland. Because, like I say, you're going to have a dual tax return, and you may not like the consequences. Now, I give you, you know, you just got a Supreme Court ruling that gives you some benefit. You won't get cheated like Maryland cheated you out of the county tax they were trying to, and the Supreme Court said, no, 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 you can't do this anymore. And so you're not going to get hurt like that. But anyway, you just have to think about that, all right?
Well, we were thinking of purchasing a home in beach home down in Delaware.
Yeah, well, you could do a 1031 exchange of the farm properties to the beach home. I believe that will work because they would both.
Well, it's not lake property, so that's the only thing that I'm, you know, because that was going to be my next question. But the 1031 say that they have to be lake property. So we're agriculturally based in Iowa, and I don't know if a beach home would qualify as a 1031 purchase.
You know, I don't know the answer to that, actually.
Is there a home on the farm property?
Because we've done
There was a home on the farm property. I sold that separately.
We've done 1031 exchanges from a personal residential property to a commercial real estate property, so I'm not necessarily sure. I'm thinking if it's just if it's investment-oriented, that's the key, but I'd have to check that out.
Right. Right.
So like kind might just be real estate to real estate, investment real estate to investment real estate. But I'd have to check that out. All right, Brian? Sorry,
right,
I can't
sir.
Fully answer that one on there. All right?
Okay.
Take care.
All right.
We
got
to take another pause with Nick Rehack and see if Anita has some music in her music radio there. You have a radio? Yes? Go ahead, Nick. Take it away.
The Attaloop of 695 is sluggish 795 to Security Boulevard. Attaloop is sluggish 95 to Liberty Road, and you're still tapping the brakes 83 to Paring Parkway. Southbound 95 is now stop and go 695 to Route 100. Northbound 95 is slow Route 32 to Route 100 and stop and go Keith Avenue to Eastern Avenue. Southbound BW Parkway is stop and go Route 175 to the Capitol Beltway. Northbound BW Parkway stop and go Capitol Beltway to Laurel Bowie Road. Stop and go Route 175 to 195 and slow from 695 over to 90. And westbound 70 is slow from 695 as you head out to Marriottsville Road. I'm Nick Rehack with traffic on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Storm chances on the rise over the next couple of days. This evening and tonight, we'll see the potential for a few areas of rain, maybe an isolated thunderstorm or two. Very warm and very humid, a low near 70. Rain showers, a few isolated storms possible Thursday. Grab the umbrella. Highs up in the mid-80s. This weather is brought to you by Soul Solution. Negative reviews and low search rankings drive customers to your competition. See how you stack up against the competition online. Go to freecriscore.com, promo code FREE. I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, stay connected with the latest news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Good evening, I'm Michael Filippelli in the 680 WCBM Maryland News Center. Jurors in Kansas City have begun deliberations in a lawsuit against the Kansas City Royals. The suit was filed by a fan who was struck in the eye by a hot dog wrapped in foil tossed by the team's mascot. John Coomer says he suffered a detached retina. Two Guantanamo Bay detainees are using President Obama's own words to argue that the U.S. war in Afghanistan is over and they should be set free. In a speech last December, Obama said the U.S. combat mission in Afghanistan is ending. In two court cases, detainees captured in Afghanistan are asking federal judges to consider at what point a conflict is over. AT&T Mobility has been hit with a $100 million fine for offering consumers unlimited data, then slowing their internet speeds after they hit a certain amount. The Federal Communications Commission says the company misled consumers by slowing speeds to levels lower than advertised. AT&T says it will vigorously dispute the allegations. In downtown Baltimore, it's 81 degrees. I'm Michael Filippelli, 680 WCBM News.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, This could be the most important message of your life. Write down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233. By calling the Treatment Helpline for Drug and Alcohol Addiction, you can turn your life around. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Our advisors will match you with a proven 5-star luxury treatment center that will end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Your future can still be bright. Let us help you break your addiction to drug or alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Take 5 minutes of your time and call right now. It may change your life for the better. Call 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233. 1-800-509-9233.
From the Fox Business Network. With the Fed keeping interest rates at historic lows, stocks closed higher. The Dow rose 31 points. The Nasdaq climbed 9. The S&P added 4. When asked just when interest rates will rise, the Fed Chair Janet Yellen responded,
"The median projection for the federal funds rate continues to point to a first increase later this year."
Rates haven't risen since 2008. Benchmark crude fell 5 cents to close at $59.92 a barrel. The Energy Department's weekly supply report showed a surprise increase in gasoline inventories, leading to the drop. Shares of Oracle slipped in aftermarket trading. The software maker's fourth quarter results fell short of Wall Street estimates. As the summer vacation season begins, officials at Yosemite National Park have announced that the Aramark company has been offered the chance to run their hotels and restaurants. It's a 15-year deal worth $2 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm David Asman.
I'm a freelance photographer, and I handle my own business. That's why I use QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that helps me estimate my federal quarterly taxes and separate my business and personal expenses. Say I buy a new lens. The purchase pops up on my phone. I just swipe left to file it as a business expense. And tickets to a ball game with my kids? I swipe right to file as personal.
Dad, I'm hungry.
And swipe right for the hot dogs. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at qbselfemployed.com.
Restaurant Row keeps growing at the WCBM store with even more great deals. Take the exclusive WCBM restaurant tour by dining out 6 days a week. Monday, try the Mount Washington Tavern. Tuesday, the Corner Stable. Wednesday, visit Carlo's Bistro. Thursday, why not Stone Cove? Friday, it's Italian at Marchanda's. And Saturday, Expectation. What about Sunday? It's your day of rest. This is only available at the WCBM store. A $180 value, yours for only $90, and it makes a great gift. Call 410-580-5231.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good try, Nina, but it's not my kind of music. But it's okay. The Doors, right? Yeah. Yeah, the Doors, the Animals, something like that. You know, what the difference, you know?
Yeah.
Sounds like the Doors, doesn't it?
It does. A little. Well, yeah.
I have no idea. I'm not a music person. Could you tell?
Neither one of us.
You're not a music person.
Everybody
either?
In my house is, but not me.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You do have. Your whole family plays instruments and sings and all kinds of stuff, and there you are.
Yeah. My son's recording a CD right now.
So. Oh, wow. Yeah. Cool. Anyway, we're on an open show, mm-hmm. Tommaso.
We are.
And so that means that our listeners, we have nobody online, so if you wanted to call, it's funny, we've actually had the reverse.
Yep.
The reverse trend. The trend was we tried to talk to somebody in the first half hour,
mm-hmm.
and then the second half hour, all of a sudden the lines light up, and we try to figure out, well, you know, how are we going to get to all these people now? We only have a half hour left.
That's
so now we have nobody on the line.
There you go.
And in the beginning hour, we had 3 or 4 or 5 people calling in asking all kinds of different questions. So anyway, our number is 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and direct the conversation. But I wanted to answer Jason's question.
Yeah.
He threw something out there about like kind,
mm-hmm.
and I had to pause because, you know, he sort of said that he knew that there he couldn't sell,
right.
But and you know, and it wasn't like
exchange,
kind,
right. Mm-hmm.
And so forth. And so I paused because, you know, I wouldn't say that I'm an expert on 1031 exchange,
right.
But I understand it. So I wasn't willing to say, oh no, yes you can. So I looked it up, and you know, here's the issue is. As long as it's an income-producing farm,
mm-hmm.
and as long as he buys a Delaware beach home and he rents it out,
right.
and he doesn't use it but the 14 days a year maximum personally
mm-hmm.
for about 2 to 3 years, then that would be considered an income-producing property, and they would be a like-kind exchange. After 3 years of renting it, he could stop renting it if he wants to. He doesn't even have to wait 3 years. He could technically just do it 1 year if he wanted to. Most conservative tax advisors say, no, we'd prefer you to do it for a full 3 years before you start to just do it, you know, use it personally. But
right.
if he turns this beach home into an income-producing property from day one that he swaps the farms,
right.
it would be a tax-free exchange, no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Now, what if he sells the farm for $2 million and the beach house is only $1 million?
Well, you just have to have a pro rata distribution
right.
of the gain,
mm-hmm.
and it's not totally pro rata, but there's a calculation that you do if you sell something for more money than what you do your 1031 exchange for. But he said he had farms, so
right.
he could probably sell one
or
two
it,
farms
or, yep.
to mm-hmm. to line up with what he's going to be buying and
right.
hope that his beach home is more expensive
yeah.
so that he defers the entire gain.
Yeah.
Now, he also has to be careful, you know, because he's got to kind of keep his debt ratio in line when you do a 1031 exchange. There's some complications to doing a 1031, but, you know, for the most part, he gets the right advice. You know,
right.
it's an easy, straightforward process. He just needs good advice when he's doing it.
Yeah, and the amount he can save by doing it the right way, it's worth getting that advice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're going to Ed in Baltimore. Ed, how can we help you?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. And you?
Good.
Doing great. Thank you. I've got a question. I've been, you know, watching the financial headlines for the last week or two, and I've been looking at the Greek situation. And, you know, there's lots of talk about Greece, which is in default, but will go into formal default. And what happens, and just kind of throw ideas around, what do you think is going to happen if they exit the euro?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because, you know, nobody knows how you exit the euro. But here's
right.
my theory, and this is going to be the problem with the Greek people. And most of them have already figured this out. That's why Greece is in the trouble they are. And that is one morning they're going to wake up and the Syriza, whatever it's called, party is going to just announce, oh, by the way, we confiscated all your euros out of the banks last night and we've put them into the central bank of Greece. And we replaced all your euros in your bank account with drachmas. We brought the drachma back. We assume that the drachma is worth 3 to 1 on the euro. And then we're going to let it float and trade against the euro. And then they'll wake up and find that it's not 3 to 1, it's 50 to 1. And the people will be even in 1,000 times worse position than they were before. When they were struggling with the austerity. That's for the Greek people. Now, do you mean for the rest of us in
right.
the world?
Right.
Hey, I'm concerned about the domino effect. You know, a lot of...
Well, we don't know.
One
thing we know for sure now, Ed, is this, that there's been so much talk about it for 4 years now that most people have lined up. And the thing that I found interesting in the last week or two is that that the European banks have
mm-hmm.
not been acting all that negatively to a Greek exit now. They were, when they talked Greek exit a year or two or three ago, the European bank stocks were trading down 80-90% from their all-time highs. Right now, they're only about 10-20% off their all-time, after their highs in the last 3 or 4 years. And, you know, the markets in Europe are acting quite strong, as if maybe we can just kick Greece out and we're not going to have a real negative domino effect. So, you know, I think it's going to be interesting. A lot of times what happens, Ed, is when you get something talked about for so long, everybody prepares for it, just like 2000, the Y2K.
Yep.
Everyone was so concerned about
sure.
it for 3 years.
Yep.
But by the time came, nothing really happened. And
right.
I can give you many stock market histories where that has happened. It's when things catch everyone by surprise, like subprime market. Nobody was talking about that until like the last month that it started to happen.
Yeah.
So, all right, Ed.
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Mm-hmm. Take care. I got to go to, I'm going to Mark in Ellicott City. Hey, Mark, how can we help you?
I was listening to a gentleman talk about the Tesla company, so with so many grandiose predictions, and I was wondering what you thought, where, if and when, and if it's a valid stock.
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because Elon Musk is obviously a very smart entrepreneur. We did a show with a guest about 4 weeks ago, Steve Levine. It was called Powerhouse, and he was talking about batteries, and he was talking about the new technologies in batteries, and he was saying carte blanche that Elon Musk is on the he's using old battery technology. But what he said was fascinating. He said Elon Musk learned how to use the old battery technology to make money while everyone else was spending money trying to come up with this new technology. And he said what Musk is doing is he's bringing battery technology to the people on the older technology. And then as soon as somebody else who's spending all this money breaks through on the new technology, he'll just flip to the new thing once it's proven, and he'll have the money and the
infrastructure
and everything to do it. So he, you know, as this guy said, Musk is a brilliant entrepreneur, but that stock is pricey. You see any kind of major decline in the stock, I personally am looking at it as something I'd love to buy if you get a major downturn in the company. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Could I drop him? Yeah, I didn't drop him. For some reason that didn't drop there. I'm going over to Kelly in Churchill. Kelly, how can we help you?
Thank you for taking my call. I guess I'll title my question Rick Edelman or Dave Ramsey question. And that is, do you feel like, which philosophy do you adhere to? Go ahead and pay down your mortgage no matter what and then invest in the marketplace? Or if you have a low-interest, smart mortgage, continue and keep that mortgage and put your money into the marketplace to earn a better return?
Okay, so the answer is either or, and it depends on what your goals and objectives are and what your risk tolerance is. I think it's ridiculous that Ramsey would tell everyone they have to be debt-free, and I think it's ridiculous for Edelman to be out there telling people that they ought to be doing this. I think that both – are you there, Kelly?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I think that both technologies, I mean, both techniques can work, but you just have to understand why, you just have to understand why you're doing what you're doing. So, in other words, if you make more money and you're borrowing at 4% for 30 years fixed and you're making more money, it works. But if your house goes down in value, which it just did in the last few years, you know, that could hurt, and that could hurt big time. You could really impair your long-term personal finances. Now, what Edelman is predicting is he's saying you're definitely going to have inflation, therefore taking this 30-year mortgage out is going to be to your benefit. Well, that is a that I don't disagree with that, but at the same time, I want to know that my client understands the risk that they're taking, that you could be wrong, and you know, and so you just have to think about that and understand. Also, I understand Ramsey's point of view. There is something in the human psyche, Kelly, that wants to be debt-free.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have clients who get debt-free, they are different people than people who carry debt.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, there is something fascinating about the human psyche that happens when they become debt-free, regardless how much money you can make. So, you know, there's where the rub comes in. You have to determine, what am I trying to accomplish? What risk am I willing to take? And which way do I want to go for my personal finances?
Okay, great.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh,
I appreciate
yeah.
your feedback.
All right, Kelly,
mm-hmm.
you take care. We got to go to the last pause of the night. Mark Thibodeau, and we'll be back. Money, Rich, as well.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Then for someone else, but not for me.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Is that, that's I'm a Believer, right?
A face.
Now mm-hmm. I'm a Believer.
I'm a Believer.
The Monkees. Now you see? You finally hit one.
You got one for him.
It only took me, it only took you, what, 8 months? I don't know what it is. You know? It's not bad, Anita. You're catching on.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to call Bob and ask him to give you a raise. Anyway, Steve in Baltimore, real quick. We're running out of time. How can we help you?
Yes, I owned a company that was acquired by another company, and they gave me a combination of cash and stock. Now, I know I have to pay a capital gain on the cash, but what about the additional shares of the acquiring company? Do I have to pay capital gains on that?
If they did it as a tax-free exchange, which I'm going to assume they did, but not can't tell you for sure that they did, but I'm going to assume they did, I would say no.
Not at this point.
Not at this point. You will sell it when you sell that stock of that acquiring company, and then you will pay the capital gain. But if you hold it until the day you pass and leave it to your family, your wife or your children, nobody will ever pay capital gains tax on that.
Because I called the stock brokerage company, and they're including the value of the stock as they're going to report that on a 1099, the value of the stock the day I acquired it.
Well, then something about the way they did the acquisition would not count as a tax-free exchange of securities. And, you know, and it depends on what you sold and how you sold it and what the way the deal was structured and so forth. So if they do, and it is on a 1099, then yes, you will pay capital gains on that. So you're going to have to talk to your accountant. You're
I always thought the stock would not be a capital gain. That's what other mergers that I had, I didn't have to pay capital gains on the stock I acquired.
But it depends on how you structured the deal. And you're going to have to go back to your advisors who structured the deal with you and find out for sure. Okay, Steve? Unfortunately, I'm out of time. And this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
Mm-hmm.